This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, let's go down to the Rangers clubhouse. Woolchuk and Chiafalo series continues here with the Rangers roster.
Okay, back at it again with some more uncomfortable clubhouse conversations with one of our newest Rangers, the most exciting offseason addition. He's the Minister of Culture. He's the valedictorian of vibes. He is the pride of Palo Alto, Mr. Jock Peterson. Welcome to the Texas Rangers, brother. How are you?
What an intro. That I'm good. Thank you. Thank you.
The hair's looking good this morning. Got a little bedhead action going.
Yeah, it was early morning. Long drive in the morning.
Have we gotten coffee yet?
No, I don't. No coffee for me. Not a caffeine guy yet.
Okay.
What kind of guy are you?
Not caffeine.
You're a Whataburger guy.
Yeah, sometimes Whataburger, yeah.
You're looking so damn good. I'm impressed.
That's
with
right.
Just the
lean,
physique.
Fight machine.
Everything about it.
Yes.
The roids are setting in nicely. Just everything about you. It's
That's
incredible.
Right. I'll take it. I'll take what I get. I appreciate it.
Who's the easiest pitcher to go dong on in camp so far?
I guess it'd be the only one I've hit in camp. But, no, it's still early. It's good vibes here. Everyone's a great group of guys. We're all getting ready to go.
That three-run Jimmy Jack you had yesterday, just absolutely. I mean, it was tent pitching across DFW. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're looking forward to those. What is the better feeling? Is it robbing the dong or hitting the dong?
Considering I don't play outfield, I'd rather hit the dong.
You'd rather hit the dong?
Yeah.
Or just like an amazing play in the infield? Diving, boom.
Nah, I'd still rather hit
the dongs. Yeah,
for me.
You're such a baseball guy. Like, how often are you, like, do you find yourself dreaming about just smashing dongs at night?
It's not quite what I dream about. Nope.
Really?
No,
okay.
No.
But you are a baseball thoroughbred.
I enjoy baseball. I like baseball, yes.
What is your favorite part about baseball? You trash talk guy? Or?
Yeah, I like to keep it, mess around in the clubhouse, have a good time with the boys, keep it loose, and yeah.
When we say Houston Astros, what do you think?
Just another team. I don't know. No grudges here.
But that mascot, pretty punchable face, he could kick his ass.
Yeah, what's his name?
Orbit?
No, the dude on the train.
Oh, I think that thing's annoying as hell.
His name is
so loud.
Yeah.
How much gold bond do you go through during spring training?
No gold bond?
No.
Really?
What do you do to stay chafe free?
I don't sweat too much.
That's
no chubber up here, yeah.
How often do you fart in the batter's box and blame the catcher?
It happens a decent amount. But supposedly he actually calls me stinky. It could
just
be him.
Dusting the hell out of him. That's amazing.
Hey, that's mental warfare
exactly.
Right there.
Now he can't think anymore. We're one step ahead.
What's your favorite ballpark food?
Well, I don't really attend games.
As a kid growing up.
Didn't really attend. Really? Yeah, maybe, I guess you could say hot dogs. I don't know.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
How many?
Throat rocket.
Yeah, a little throat rocket.
There you go.
What do you put on your throat rockets?
Ketchup, mustard, onions, relish, jalapenos, sneaky jalapenos.
Sneaky.
I like a little spice.
Little kick. Yeah, yeah.
That's why Buster Posey calls you stinky in the box.
Right, that's right.
All right, first time you got to talk with Botch, how was that? What was the interaction with you and Botchy?
It was good. He get to know him a little bit, you know. Still working to break down the barrier, but we're good day by day, you know.
Day by day.
It's like an onion, you know, you peel one layer back at a time.
Well, onions have layers.
What surprised you more, the size of Chris Young or the size of Bochy's dome?
Bochy's dome is pretty
big. It's a big damn dome.
It's pretty big.
You can't miss that thing.
No.
What's up with the necklace? I'm noticing you. Are these?
Those are four-leaf clovers?
No, it's just like, it's called Van Cleef. It's just a...
Did you say Van Cleef?
Yeah. Just a brand that I like. I think it's cool. And, yeah.
I actually have there's going to be a new menu item at Globe Life Field in your honor.
I love that.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, that's heat.
Are those the best cookies?
Yeah, I'm going to need one in my locker.
Oh, yeah.
Need one.
Oh, we'll get you a dozen.
This is my personal idea. Jock's Jams. And we have a bunch of different flavors of jams in your honor.
Jams don't really tickle my fancy, but
what does tickle your fancy?
Chocolate chip pancakes, chocolate chip cookies,
Jocko Taco.
So we like the chocolate chips, but the jams. Just go ahead and cancel that one.
Bang the jams.
Yeah, go ahead and get the jams.
Unless we're putting them on biscuits or something. But.
Ooh, biscuit jams.
Okay, you could do a body swap with any teammate on the Rangers. Who would it be?
Tavares. The guy's a unit.
Leody. Okay, if I told you that one of your teammates has been described as being extremely impressive from the waist to the knee, who would be that guy?
I don't know.
Have you figured out yet who on the Rangers beat is the biggest meat watcher?
No, I'm still
trying to figure that one out.
Yeah. Jared Sandler, just so you know, moving forward, what player do you think that we were told is the biggest meat watcher?
I couldn't tell you.
Watch out for Sporzy.
Sporzy, really?
Sporzy is a glancer.
Really?
He's going to stare you down.
Okay, let's see here. What's the most impressive thing you do in the weight room?
I kind of don't really know where the weight room is. So.
That's my guy.
But you are in the best shape of your life,
right?
Right?
Like,
you can say
right.
That.
It is best shape of your life season.
Yeah.
No question. Okay, how many dongs are you going to hit this year?
I don't know. Hopefully a lot.
What do you think of Gavin Dawson getting a minor league deal?
I don't know who that is.
What?
One of your damn teammates. Thought you were the minister of culture and everything.
Just
keep an eye on that guy, because
Dawson,
he's a bit of a loose cannon. And there was the alcohol problem.
There was the alcohol, the work ethic. He's bounced around quite a bit. So if you see him, you'll know.
He's here though.
He looks disheveled. Yeah, he's flying in from Canada.
If you hear P. Diddy on the speakers here in the clubhouse, just know Dawson's got the aux cord.
Did you guys have to get rid of all of the oil in the clubhouse?
All of it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Okay, Jock Peterson, you're a legend. We appreciate you. Thank you for everything.
Yeah,
thanks, Jock, dude. We appreciate you.
Amazing. There they are once again with an uncomfortable clubhouse conversation. Jock Peterson, if you missed it, Chief asked him, do you find yourself dreaming about smashing dongs at night?
Yeah. Are you kidding me, bro?
Just like amazing. As a baseball guy, like how often do you lay at night and think about segments for the next day? You have to manifest. No. You have to see it before you do it.
That's right. That is right.
You got to see the dog before you hit the dog.
We have Mark Church on deck, don't we?
Who else do we have?
Yeah,
we got
a church.
Church. We got Bradford.
Nally.
We might even interview PR guy Rich Rice. Sandler really wants us to interview Rich Rice. We'll see what happens.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.